Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Okay, lots of economics talk, and make sense of that for sure. But, you know, we often talk before we do the show about sort of recurring themes, things that we're talking about. And there's a few things that have come up over the past couple of weeks that seem to be a recurring theme. And it's a notion of children, adult children. Right, and it's a couple of different variances on this. Is are you helping your children if you're doing everything for them,
or are you hurting them?
Yeah, and tied to that is at the end the gift that you're going to leave behind for your children from a legacy perspective. We've been talking about children a lot and the impact that parents are having can have, and the unintended consequences of some of the actions that they take or think about taking, right? Yeah. I mean, we're parents. We get it. We talk about this stuff, you and I, all the time, about how we raise our girls and what you're doing. And, you know, everybody's got a different approach. But there's some interesting things coming out. You had an interesting experience or conversation with a person who had an adult child, 30-plus years old.
Yeah, over the age of 30.
Right.
And in this situation, the parent decided to do everything for the child so they can get a mortgage. Meaning, look for the house.
Right.
Have a few houses lined up, and then his adult child went and saw those houses. Had the mortgage somewhat figured out, which also included, son, can you give me your pay stubs? Can you give me all the information the mortgage broker needs so I can give it to the mortgage broker?
Right.
Like, really got involved here, right? Like, day to day, let's not. So I'll tell you my first experience getting a mortgage. Mm-hmm. Hey, Dad, I want to buy a home. Great. You have any money? No. Go borrow it. Now what do I do?
Right.
Call the bank and get a mortgage. Yeah, I should do that. Yeah, he goes, let me know how it works out.
So my first experience?
That's it.
Okay. Car loan. I said, Dad, I'm going to buy a car. Great. Got any money? Little bit. Okay. So you're going to go down to the bank. Okay. What do I do? This was his advice. Just remember, you're the customer. That's it. I didn't turn out well. Like, my first car loan, right? Yeah. I remember that. But I learned a lot from that.
Yeah.
Right? I learned a lot. And so this is what we're, you know, this part and parcel of this conversation sort of flows into some conversations I've had about legacy planning.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the conversation is similar, a different stage of life, but it's similar in this respect that what is the gift I want to leave for the kids?
Yes.
Right. So when we're talking about the situation you're talking about, I don't know if we'd call it a gift, but are you doing your kid a favor as you're trying to raise an adult and deal with adult types of things like a mortgage by doing everything for them?
Yeah. And that is a gift though, Dave.
No, I agree.
Our client explained it to me was, if I can help them get a home, get them into a mortgage, and make sure they don't pay too much in interest, they're going to be better off financially. So that's like a gift to them.
Right.
Interesting.
Right.
But if they have no experience, they didn't stumble, like, then how do they move forward?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And this goes the same thing when it comes to your estate plan. We call it the legacy bucket.
Yep.
People want to give money. It's a gift. And when and how? I mean, you had a very interesting case recently.
A number of them. This is the recurring theme. So we're talking about, I'm doing some legacy planning with some clients and their families, and we're talking about what to do with the kids. Okay, so there's going to be assets left over. The conversation is, should I be gifting during my lifetime?
Mm-hmm.
And then the structure of the gift, you know, when we're both gone, kind of a thing. But the conversation was the same, virtually the same as what you're talking about, right? I'm concerned that if I leave a significant amount of money, that these kids they're not good stewards of wealth yet. They don't understand the value of the money we're leaving behind, how hard it was to generate over 70 years of life that wealth, right? They receive this large bucket of money all at once, and how's that going to impact them?
Yep.
And there's a very wide range of conversation, even between spouses.
Correct.
Right? One, yeah, they're fine. Like, that's it, yeah. They can receive that money, no problem. The other one's going, well, hang on a second. Like, you know, so-and-so hasn't shown that they've been good with money their whole life.
Yeah.
And they could end up spending it on, like, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So how do you help your kids, right, during your life, at the end of it, when they're growing up? This is a big part of the family dynamic, and it certainly becomes an important piece of the overall planning, wealth planning strategy,
yeah,
right, for families as they're transitioning wealth. They're faced with that. How do you structure it? How do you give it? How do you make sure it doesn't influence them negatively?
Yeah.
Right? I had a unique conversation with a couple that won a lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And this is an insight into receiving big lumps of wealth at once, right? Yeah. Very difficult on their relationship, right? Once they won that, everybody thinks, oh, I just won lots of money and things get better. Put a strain on their relationship, right?
Yeah.
Never mind any impact to kids and family or extended family. They didn't have direct kids.
Can I go back to that? There's families or couples that we deal with where the two partners in that couple have a different view of what their children or their the financial literacy of their children and the responsibility behind that money. A lot of that comes from how they were raised, the individual parents. But you made a point where there was one that said, oh, but the kids are fine, and the other one saying, no, they're not. Because what I find very interesting is when we go through a legacy bucket with a client and we find out how they want to leave assets or a gift behind to their loved ones, their children, and so forth. And we ask that question, like, are you comfortable with them receiving a big chunk of money away, you know, and how will they react to that? And when we get the, ooh, I'm kind of worried about that, it stops there usually.
Mm-hmm.
It's, okay, let me think about how I can control from the grave the money.
Right.
So let me give you payouts, for example, over 20 years or whatever. Right. Whatever they, because that's how they see they can control it so that the child doesn't spend it. It's funny, I've yet to hear a parent say, well, now I need to make sure my child, as part of that legacy, becomes financially literate, more importantly, educated and independent to make the decisions for themselves so that they can be proper stewards of that money in the future.
Right. I am hearing more of that. So here's the good news. I should have shared that stuff with you. I think there's a generational issue here. So it's interesting having the conversation about wealth transition and legacy and wills and so on and so forth, because it's, you know, it's not fun. We're talking about when they're gone, right? How taboo that topic was, let's call it two generations ago.
Correct.
To where we are today.
Yeah.
More and more families, I'm encouraged by this, more and more parents are actually having a conversation, an open conversation with their children about what's going to happen, what their wishes are. And part of that is the conversation, around, so it's not a formal literacy class, financial literacy class, but they are talking about how this will be used and what their wishes are and what they want to support and that gift to them. So that conversation is starting. Man, it is only at the very beginning, though.
Correct.
It is. We're skimming the surface compared to what has to happen.
So let's do a couple takeaways for people who've been listening to this. They have got money. They're thinking of gifting to their children upon death or even while they're alive. Mm-hmm. What should they be doing?
Okay. So let's talk about the gifting while alive. Good conversation this week. Parents said, I would really like to gift while alive. And we talked about the sum of money they were going to gift to each of their three kids. And I said, what impact will that sum of money have on their life today? And they both looked at each other and they said, well, none. Okay, so what are you trying to accomplish with that gift?
Yeah.
So ask that question, right? Where that conversation went, Fizzle, was down this notion of of experience. So the money that they were thinking of gifting in their lifetime, which they determined ultimately wasn't going to make a material difference in any of their kids' lives, they could make a material difference if they spent that same money, say, on a holiday with the family and took the kids and the grandkids away and created the memories and the experiences, right? Yes. So that was kind of a cool twist to that conversation, right? So to answer your question, I think when you're thinking about the gift, think of it, first of all, in terms of a gift. That's the number one thing. People don't really understand that legacy planning is about a gift. If you're leaving wealth behind to the next generation, it is a gift to them. How would you like them to receive it? Nobody ever sits in front of us and says, you know what, I want the family to break down and be in a legal battle. That's nobody's gift, right? So make sure it's structured properly.
Yeah.
Make sure you're asking yourself the question, okay, what are you trying to accomplish with that gift?
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't have to be one generation. It could be multiple generations. Yeah. It can support charities, right? You can help your children become stewards of wealth by opening a charitable foundation.
Yes.
Right? And helping them understand social giving.
Absolutely.
Right? So there's a ton of ways to go, but it's the conversation is often about the legal structure, not about the gift. Start at the gift.
Yeah. Great. Excellent. Thanks, Dave.
You bet. Okay, let's remind everybody, because part of that legacy bucket is one of the four buckets that we're going to be talking about at the upcoming seminar.
Yeah, planning for the future is going to be the key topic. We're going to be discussing this on Tuesday, November 19th, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel. In West Calgary, you need to reserve your seat. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in and joining us for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. We look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowicz and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.